Today's show is brought to you by Ice Cream Trucks, the only thing that combines sugar, annoying music, and luring small children into oncoming traffic.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Is it Friday yet?
That's part of my job here as host, is tell you what day of the week it is.
My favorite day of the week is
Friday.
What day is today?
Friday. You know what that means.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! Let's go to work.
But boss, it's Friday.
Of course, it's freaking Friday.
It is Friday. Everybody got big plans for the weekend?
A fantastic show.
Let's get to it.
Showtime.
Yes, sir. It is the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa device.
Hello!
There she is. How in the hell do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, it's really, really simple. You just enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that, you just want to listen. You just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's
I'm rich. You're not.
That's not Alexa. Well, anyway, that's Jeff Bezos. So that's how you get the live show and the feature channel on the Alexa device. You can listen to our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. Waddle on up to Alexa or yell from across the room and say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. And then every time, well, you can also search, I was going to say every time you want to listen, but no, you just say that and you can listen. Or you can search the Mike Show VA at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. That's where you can find us. Just search the Mike Show VA. You got to add the VA in there, though. All right. And we repack. See, here's how the podcast works. What's the difference between the live show and the podcast? Well, almost nothing. There's no music, you know, like we play songs in between segments on the live show. So, but other than that, we take all the segments, all the interviews, all the bits and things that we do, and we repack that into a full-length podcast. That usually drops around noon or so, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts. And there are, we do a live show probably about 240 times a year. So there are 240-some podcasts that are out there, episodes, per year for all the 4 years or so that we've been repacking as a podcast. So it's like our virtual time machine. You can go back in time. You can check out all of our segments and bits and interviews and all the stuff that we have done over the years. And you can even watch our show segments on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right, I think we've solved all the world's problems. Well, you can use that handle, too, for all of our social media. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, X, Twitter, MySpace, Your Face, and My Place. I don't know. I don't know how it all works. But you can search The Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces. All right. Coming up on today's program, we are going to be talking about Summer Jam that is happening at Three Roads tomorrow. That is the fifth anniversary of Three Roads in Lynchburg, and we've got a big old outdoor festival. It is a free music festival. It's family friendly. It's pet friendly. So bring the doggos, bring the kitties, bring a ferret. I don't care what you bring. Bring a donkey. Ride your horse. We've had that happen, by the way. Some dude rode a horse up Court Street and was like hanging out with us. I'm totally down for that. So anywho, we've got this free music concert, this free music festival that'll feature four great bands. The Whiskey Shakes are going to open things up at noon for us, and then the Chapsticks will then proceed around 2:30. We've got Old Town Connector around 5, and then we've got our headliner, Bigfoot County. They will wrap things up starting at 7 o'clock. The festival will go until 10 o'clock or so. We've got Vendor Fair. We've got Love LYH Punk Rock Flea Market will be there as well. We've got 7 food trucks, just bonkers. And we've got a big old covered stage, and that's going to be in the side parking lot, the lot that Three Roads shares with the YMCA. Court Street will be blocked off from 12th Street and 13th Street. So... And you won't be able to use the YMCA parking lot. So if you're going to the Y, you're going to need to find an alternate place to park and an alternate way to get there. It always happens. It's inevitable that folks that are heading over to the YMCA, they've just, you know, it's early morning. They've got their mindset and it's just got to get to the gym. Just got to get to the gym. And you know, it's kind of like blinders on. Some folks, they've seen the barricades, and then they pull into the Three Roads parking lot and they try and drive around. Well, we're building a stage. We're doing stuff. We got everything blocked off. So don't do that. I said don't do that. And just go to Church Street. You can find parking there and then just go to the Y. Just a little traffic tip for you. We've got a parking map that'll be available as well. It's up on the Three Roads event page, and you can go to the Mike Show event page as well. It's up there. There's a parking map. There are over 3,000 parking spaces in downtown Lynchburg, and Saturday parking is free. So there's no excuse to come and celebrate the 5th anniversary of Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg with this big old outdoor festival. Lynchburg Hillcats are going to be there, along with Southpaw. And a big thanks to Bank of the James for being one of our stage sponsors, and also Southern Air for sponsoring the cooling tents this year. That's new for this festival. We've got 2 cooling tents with misters and fans and stuff. So it's just going to be a great time. So bring your lawn chairs, bring your beach blankets, bring your ferrets, whatever you want to bring, except no outside alcohol. Okay. You can bring outside food. That's encouraged, but no outside alcohol. And again, kids and doggos and pets it's a family-friendly, pet-friendly event, and it is absolutely positively free. There is no cover charge. There's no ticket price. There's nothing. You can just come and enjoy a great day of live music and hang out with us. Eat some cake. And try some of or many of our Three Roads beverages or Ballad beers or whatever we're hawking out there. There will be outside beer vendors, inside beer vendors as well, inside the tap room. So come on out and hang out with us at Summer Jam. Well, on today's program, we've got Mark joining us from the Whiskey Shakes. He's going to be joining us. We're going to talk about his music. We're going to play some of the Whiskey Shakes tracks right on the show. In addition, the Chapsticks may make an appearance as well. I think they might be virtual, though. I'm not 100% sure. We need to nail that down. And I will have a visit from somebody at Lynchburg Community Market. I believe it will be Darius. We're also going to be talking with Dallas from your Lynchburg Hillcats. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video.
Oh.
delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Hey parents, struggling to find a summer camp for your child? We have plenty of spots available at Camp Labor. At Camp Labor, not only will your child be gone from 9 to 5, they'll learn valuable skills like stitching garments, harvesting crops, sorting scrap metal, breaking stones at the rock quarry, and of course, assembling iPhones. Even better, they'll be paid a meager hourly wage so they have barely enough money to live, just like you. Which means when you come home from work too tired and angry to make dinner, they'll come home from camp too tired and angry to eat dinner. This summer, forget your body. Let's whip your ungrateful little brat into shape. Camp Labor.
Yeah, I think those activities sound terrible. It's the Mike Show. All right, so I've got a story here, and then we've got top list coming up. If your kids went to camp, if they did summer camp, and did you go to camp as well? Did you go to camp as a kid? I guess is the question. 44% of Americans say they went to an overnight summer camp. Now, my kids did not go to an overnight summer camp. This summer, my older daughter did when she was younger, and my oldest daughter did as well. But Maddie hasn't. No, we're not going to do overnight summer camps. I don't think she's going to dig it. But day camps, I mean, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, they did. 44% of Americans in the survey said they went to an overnight summer camp at least once as a kid. 39% said they did day camps. The poll asked the people what their favorite and least favorite summer camp activities were. And here are the 10 things they enjoyed the most. Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. Fishing was number 10 on the list, 4% of the vote. Performing arts or putting on a play. And again, my kids have done that many times at the Academy Center of the Arts. 5% of kids or those surveyed said that they did a performing arts camp. Canoeing or kayaking, 6%. Capture the flag, 6%. Archery, 6%. Team sports, 8%. Horseback riding, 8%. That's my older daughter did that. Arts and crafts, 14%. Hiking, 14%. And swimming was their number one favorite camp activity at 15%. A lot of those same activities also made the least favorite list. So some of us loved them. Some of us hated them. The most hated activities were arts and crafts, hiking, team sports, swimming, and it was a four-way tie between fishing, rock climbing, capture the flag, and performing arts. The top attributes people said that they gained at summer camp were more self-confidence, better social skills, and becoming more connected to nature. What is this? Let's not do that. Anyway, with that brings us to our top list. Well, summer may be ending, but those summer camp experiences our kids had will stay with them forever. Of course, that might not be a good thing, especially if you recognize anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top signs your kid had a horrible time at summer camp. All right, here we go. Number one, her only lasting memory from it is Lyme disease. Top signs your kid had a horrible time at summer camp. When you ask who his favorite counselor was, he says, "The one who didn't touch me." Oh, no. Good Lord. Top signs your kid had a horrible time at summer camp. She learned to tie a knot around her forearm to shoot. No, that's terrible. These are terrible. Writers, these are just terrible. Heroin. Top signs your kid had a horrible time at summer camp. The name of it was Camp Alligator Alcatraz. He came back with a sudden fear of hockey masks. Top sign, your kids had a horrible time at summer camp. She was exposed to poison ivy, poison oak, and thanks to her counselor's Spotify list, poison. Top signs, your kid had a horrible, horrible time at summer camp. The only thing they exchanged around the campfire was mono. She lost her swimsuit in the pond and her right arm to a bear. Top signs, your kid had a horrible time at summer camp. He's more excited that he's going back to school than you are. Yeah, there you go. It's the Mike Show. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. We also have your five random facts. We're going to get smart, but we're going to get even more smarter-est with Nerd News. It's this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Johnny Depp may return as Captain Jack Sparrow. To prepare for his role as a slurring, unkempt oddball, he'll do nothing. K-pop Demon Hunters is coming to movie theaters as a sing-along event. Old people are like, what's a K-pop Demon Hunter? Young people are like, what's a movie theater? A man who threw a Subway sandwich at officers in Washington, D.C. has been charged with a felony after footage of the incident went viral. Usually a Subway sandwich goes viral after it's been left on the counter too long. And flight attendants for Air Canada are going on strike. What are flight attendants? Asked Spirit Airlines passengers. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm very, very happy you could join us on the finally Friday edition of the program, taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river. All right, coming up, we are going to get really smart with 5 random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, the time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go. We don't know what you do. And quite frankly, we really don't want to. It would be frightening. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow,
maybe I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. No one is sure where the word dog came from, because they're canines. Yeah. Or in during the Middle English period from 1100 to 1450, dog was actually used as an insult directed at people. Linguists say dog only became the standard term within the past 500 years or so. Centuries ago, hound or canine was the more common term for a domestic dog, domestic canine, and we know that word came from an old English word, hund, H-U-N-D. Number two, sticking with the English, there she is. The name Imogen is probably a typo. Historians believe Shakespeare was trying to write about a legendary British queen named Inogen. I-N-N-O-G-E-N. In his play, Cymbeline. That's how you pronounce it, right? Cymbeline?
Sure, Cymbeline. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. But it was printed
as... quill just smudged.
Yeah, it was printed. It was printed as Imogen. So whoever was printing it, their notes got it wrong. But the name stuck.
Yeah, okay.
Number three. The first in-flight movie was called Howdy, Chicago, and it was shown on a plane in 1921. Number four. Almost all mammals, including humans, pee for the same amount of time, an average of 21 seconds. Different species all have different sized bladders, but compensate with their flow. And then number five. When the Beatles were making Abbey Road, they were originally planning on calling the album Everest, but they didn't want to fly over to Mount Everest to take a cover photo. It was easier to just walk outside and take a photo on Abbey Road, and so that stuck.
Hey, it worked out.
Yep. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition that brings us Darius from your Lynchburg Community Market. How's it, sir?
I am fantastic, Mike. How are you doing today, my friend?
Doing really, really well. So planning for a big event this weekend. I know you guys have a lot going on this weekend as well at Lynchburg Community Market.
More reasons to get downtown.
Very much so. Said,
yep. We've got our Saturday market going on this week. So come on down. We'll have all of our farmers, produce vendors, shops, restaurants, artisan food vendors, gallery vendors, all set up at the market for you to come down and see. We know back to school is starting soon, so I'm excited for a new influx of students and families that always comes down to the market when school is starting back up. So it's just a really good time around late summer in the market, because we're starting to get some of the colors of fall that I love to see. Weather's starting to come down a little bit, and then we got all those new faces that'll be visiting the market, so it's always a fun time.
Absolutely. And for those that are maybe just joining us or are new to the area, Lynchburg Community Market is a year-round market with both indoor and outdoor spaces. It's not just a Saturday farmers market.
Exactly. Yep. So we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2. We have all of our farmers here on Saturday. But like Mike said, all throughout the week, we have regular hours where you can swing on in. We've got a coffee shop. We've got a bakery. We've got tons of restaurants. For you students that maybe have a roommate that likes to play their music too loud, the market is a perfect place to maybe swing down, bring your laptop, get a cup of coffee, hash out that essay or that report, whatever, maybe get your bite to eat while you're down here. If you need a break from all your studies, swing on down, get a bite to eat, whatever it may be. But the market's a perfect spot, and we love to see our community just taking advantage of the beautiful space we have to offer.
And indoor and outdoor spaces as well. And you've got free Wi-Fi. The crafters, yeah, the crafters gallery too. Even if the crafters aren't there throughout the week during your regular hours, Tuesday through Friday, you can buy stuff.
From my team will take care of it. So we have a pretty unique setup where all of the craft items, they're here on Saturday, but even if they're not in their booth, like Mike said, grab the item, bring it up to the window. We can get it checked out for you. So it's kind of a win-win where we're able to offer all of their crafts for them. And then they get to make some money even if they're not physically here at the market. And over time, my team's gotten pretty knowledgeable on their items. So if there's something in a case you see, we've got the keys and can most likely answer a lot of the questions you may have. So if you've got a gift opportunity coming up, a special occasion, you're looking for something, you don't have to wait until Saturday to get it. You can swing in all throughout the week.
Sounds good. Lynchburg Community Market is physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg, with plenty of parking, plenty of free parking. You own your own parking lots. It's easy in and easy out, even regardless of a little bit of construction that's still going on around there, and plenty of vacant spots all around downtown. So start and end your Saturday, start or end your Saturday at Lynchburg Community Market. And where are you on the interwebs?
We're at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com, and then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right, sir. Well, thank you so much for joining us each and every Friday. We appreciate it, and we'll see you at the market.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
All right. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we are going to get so smart with your nerd news. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid, or be very, very afraid. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street, open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
4-3-4.
It is the Mike Show. It's the what is today? Oh, it's the finally Friday edition of the program, and Mark is joining us. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's going on?
Mark is from the Whiskey Shakes, and we are so delighted that the Whiskey Shakes are going to open things up at Summer Jam tomorrow at Three Roads Brewing in downtown Lynchburg. It's their fifth anniversary, so if you're making plans, you, the listener, I already know what Mark's plans are, but if you, the listener, are going to join us, you can stop on out. It is a free live music festival to celebrate the fifth anniversary of Three Roads in Lynchburg, and it is downtown, 1300 Court Street. Did I mention it's absolutely, positively free? So there's no ticket price, there's no cover charge, there's no nothing. Just come on out and enjoy some great music. It is family friendly, pet friendly. We're gonna have plenty of food, plenty of vendors. It's gonna be a great time, dude. I really appreciate the Whiskey Shakes playing.
We're excited, man. It's going to be a great day. A lot of good music, good bands. We're looking forward to playing and then actually listening. That's going to be a treat for us.
Well, and you guys are opening things up, so you know there will be three more bands right after you that you can enjoy. We've got the Chapsticks lined up. We got Old Town Connector lined up, and then our headliner, Bigfoot County, will close out the night. Just did a walkthrough yesterday with Josh, our sound guy from Noteworthy Music, and I think we're ready. It's going to be a great time. So, Mark, first off, I want to thank you for the presents. I got this. All right, let me show full screen here. This is the full access backstage pass for the whiskey shakes.
Absolutely.
All right? So even though I'm the event coordinator and I get to go wherever I want, this gives me full access to the whiskey shakes.
Absolutely.
All right? And then you have some other presents for me.
Oh, I've got all kinds of goodies.
Good Lord. This is very rarely do I actually get presents. Well, I can't say that. I have some special friends and special folks that do bring me stuff, but not every guest brings me something.
Well, of course. Well, you have to have some of these stickers.
I know. Well, okay. So definitely, I love this. I love your logo.
Yeah, it's old school, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll ask some of the younger kids. I'm like, "What? You know, what do you think that is?"
I have no idea what that is.
Most of the kids think it's like a Greek symbol or something.
No, it's the little thing that went in the 45,
yeah,
so that it would fit on your turntable.
The adapter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good old school.
Lord, I love it. Oh.
And then of course.
All right. Yep. There we go.
Yeah.
I'm loving this too. You got the mystery machine with the whiskey shakes logo. That's sweet.
That's right.
And then we've got
a handful more, but that's the same. But
the psychedelic one.
Yeah.
I love that. It looks like the shiny Grateful Dead, but with the whiskey shakes.
Yeah,
I love it.
We'll do a few Dead songs every now and then.
Nice, very very cool.
Yeah,
and you know, of course. Well, there's one more. Didn't I have?
Yes, you have the most. This is the most coveted one.
All right,
this is the official fan club membership card.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, wait a minute. I get a membership card.
Yes.
Look at this. Check this out, guys. All right, and it's got my name on it. And then let's check out the back.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to read what the back said. VIP members of the Whiskey Shakes fan club enjoy many exclusive advantages. There are simply too many to list on this card. You're just going to have to trust us. That is awesome. All right. So you guys come prepared and come correct. And I really, really appreciate that. And again, I can't thank you enough for playing our Summer Jam Festival. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
When did you get started? Let's talk about the band first, and then let's talk about you individually.
Sure.
When did the band form, and how'd you guys all meet?
We started back in 2014, and here in Lynchburg.
Okay.
And really, we kind of stumbled into it. I had a buddy that wanted to learn how to play guitar, and I won't spend 30 minutes on this, but I'll tell you, he started, and he was like, hey, you know.
By the way, you can spend as much time as you want.
No, well, Tyler Larson, anyway, okay. He was like, hey, I'd like to learn how to play guitar. Do you want to hang out on a Saturday, show me a few chords?
Yeah.
And we did, he practiced and so forth, and very smart guy, very talented guy. He got good very quick.
Okay.
And he was like, well, do you want to, you know, maybe play around a little bit, open mics or something? Mm-hmm. And we did. We said, sure. So we ended up putting a handful of people together and started doing that. And we've morphed over the years. You know, we had five members at one point, and then COVID hit in 2020.
Yeah.
My son, actually, Ryan Creasy, used to play keyboards with us.
And, okay.
COVID hit, the world changed, and we pared down and ended up morphing into where we are right now. We're a three-man band.
Okay.
And Chris Morey is on our percussion, and then Andrew Beverly is on guitar, and he sings. And he plays a six string, I play a 12 string acoustic. So we just, we've been that way. We've been together for probably 3.5 years, this form of the Whiskey Shakes. And we do a lot of private events, you know, kind of all over the place, but yeah.
Well, how would you describe your music?
We like everything. I mean, yeah. You name it, we play it, probably.
Well,
I mean,
you and I were jamming to Harvey Danger, yeah. Just a little bit before recording this segment.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, yeah, we play that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we play that. Yeah, we play
yep.
that.
Yep.
So, no, we'll do Tyler Childers, we'll do Fish, we'll do The Stones, Pink Floyd, Tom Petty.
Nice.
Talking Heads, Goose. The Dead, awesome. Allman Brothers. It goes on and on.
All right, so this literally sounds like a cross section of what we're playing on Radio 434.
Yeah,
quite frankly.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do this. I have, and we'll get back to learning about you as a musician. But I've got your Spotify queued up. And you guys do an acoustic version of Seven Nation Army.
Yeah.
I very much would like to hear that. So why don't we go ahead and play that? And I'm hoping that Facebook doesn't mute us or cite rights and royalties for your version of Seven Nation Army.
Yeah.
But we're going to play it right now. All it's right. The Whiskey Shakes, everybody.
A seven nation army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. The message coming from my eyes said, leave it alone.
That is such an iconic bass line that you recognize just immediately.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. It's incredible. The Whiskey Shakes, everybody. And if you want to see them, they're going to be playing at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg. It is an absolutely positively free music festival tomorrow, Saturday, if you're watching this at some other point and you missed it, well, shame on you. But if you're watching us live, or listening to us live, or listening to us on Friday, it's Saturday, August 16th, at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street. We got the Whiskey Shakes opening things up. We've got the Chapsticks then at 2:30. We got Old Town Connector at 5, and then we've got Bigfoot County at 7 o'clock. We're going to wrap things up, take it to 10 o'clock. So, when did you start in music? When did you get into music? And at what age and what instrument?
Yeah, so I went to a birthday party when I was 13, and it was actually one of my brother's friends that he's turning 13 years old, and he got a guitar. Okay. For his birthday, and I was like, man, that is kind of cool. What is that? And so anyway, that kind of sparked interest, and you know, so I pretty much shortly after went out and got an old guitar, and yeah. Just in trying to figure it out, you know.
Yeah.
But it interested me, so I thought it was kind of a cool thing to get into.
And nice.
So I started experimenting with it and trying to figure out chords, and ended up playing in a high school band.
Okay.
And that's kind of where it started.
Yeah, from there and went on and on and on. Has it always been guitar, or have you delved into other instruments?
Yeah, as I've gotten older, I have.
Okay.
Yeah, so I play bass as well.
Nice. Was that you playing bass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so harmonica, vibraslap. Really want to learn how to play the keyboards.
Okay.
But mainly, I played six string guitar forever.
Okay.
And most of it was electric. And again, here we are, I'm playing a 12 string acoustic. So,
okay.
Nice. Kinda, you know, it's all interesting. I've got a mandolin that I have no idea how to play. My wife gave that to me for a birthday, and I've yet to do a thing with it.
Out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Who are some of your musical influences?
Personally, I've always loved Eddie Van Halen.
Nice.
I can't say.
Yeah.
I think I really liked him because he was such an innovator. You know, he changed the instrument. He introduced a different way of playing, made other guitarists go, "What the heck is that?" So, yeah. But I have a wide variety of.
Nice.
But he comes to mind immediately.
I have probably the most important question that you could ever ask a musician.
Yeah.
And usually I would Ryan Seacrest all over this, and I would go and take five breaks before you got to answer it. But
yeah.
But we're just doing the segment this segment in one take. So the question is, if you could play with any artist, living or dead, who would that artist be?
Oh gosh, playing with, now I would like to talk to Eddie Van Halen.
Okay.
I mean, playing with him, I'd be scared to death to play with him. But and that's a great question. And gosh, I play with maybe Keith Richards.
Oh, that's awesome.
Probably Keith Richards.
He's still alive.
Yes, sir. He is. He's going to outlive all of us.
God, I hope so. It's Mark joining us from the Whiskey Shakes. They're going to be playing at Three Roads tomorrow at noon sharp. Josh, our sound guy, has assured me we will start on time. The changeovers will be quick, and everyone will start on time. So join us. If you want to learn more, by the way, you can check out our Facebook page and our Facebook event. If you go to The Mike Show VA on Facebook, or if you go to Three Roads in Lynchburg, their Facebook page, just click on the event page and you'll see the Summer Jam listing. It has vendor highlights, it has sponsor highlights, band highlights. Those are all there. So check it out. Get a little bit more information. Again, we've got 7 food trucks, dude.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, this is going to be tremendous. And plenty of ice-cold beer brewed right on site. And if you're not familiar with Three Roads, if you have never been there, it is an actual real working brewery. They're not just producing some beers that they sell at the tap room. They're actually producing for mass distribution. They've got a big brewery in back of the tap room, and that's supplying the tap room here in Lynchburg, the tap room in Farmville. That supplies beer to Ballad Brewing in Danville, and it also for distribution all over the Mid-Atlantic. So you can buy Three Roads beers not just at the tap room, but wherever. So yeah, come out. You know, maybe they'll even give a tour. Who knows?
That's right.
You can get a peek behind the scenes, but sample some great beers, listen to some great tunes, eat some great food, and shop the vendors. It is going to be a great time. We're really looking forward to this.
Yeah, so we are too. Yeah. I mean, and like I said, I mean, you've got the Chapsticks, Old Town Connector. Yeah.
Bigfoot County. This will be. I think Bigfoot has been with us just about every year.
Yeah.
For the anniversary celebration or the birthday celebration, and thank God they're coming back. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Last year we were late getting them on due to some technical issues that will not happen. I'm confident will not happen again this year. So everything should run on time. Mixed minus. But anyway, Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure.
Really appreciate it.
Glad to be here. Thank you, Mike.
Absolutely. Where else are you going to be playing that folks can check you out?
So I'd have to check out my calendar for dates, but I know we are we're playing at Star Hill.
Okay.
We've got a bunch of private events. We're doing quite a few welcoming events, parties for weddings, and I think we're going to be in Northern Virginia for one of those.
Okay.
We've been in North Carolina for a couple of them, and but yeah, honestly, typically, if you look at the last 3 years, we've probably done roughly 35 shows a year.
Okay,
and we're trying to kind of pare down a little bit, just because. That's a lot.
Yeah,
but we love it, of course.
Absolutely.
But so we're getting closer to 20.
Okay.
Now a lot of birthday parties. Nice. Just kind of all over the place.
Well, if you want to learn more about the Whiskey Shakes and if you'd like to book them, you can do so if you visit their website, thewhiskeyshakes.com, and we'll link that up on this broadcast on our Facebook page. You can book them. Book in advance. I'm already hitting book for next year's Summer Jam, by the way. So, guys, thank you so much. Really, really appreciate everything you do. And looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at Summer Jam.
Great. Thank you, Mike.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition coming up a little bit later on. Speaking of sounds, we have Audio Vault. We're going to place sounds lovingly in your ear holes. That is all on the way. Stay tuned.
Hey, it's Chris, and this is Playing Here. On Saturday, August 16th, it's Summer Jam at Three Roads Brewing Lynchburg, an all-day free live music festival featuring the Whiskey Shakes, the Chapsticks, Old Town Connector, and Bigfoot County on our new covered stage in the YMCA parking lot. Gates open at noon. The Punk Rock Flea Market will be on hand with dozens of vendors, along with 7 food trucks, plus plenty of ice-cold beer to celebrate the 5th anniversary of Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg. Court Street will be blocked off from 12th and 13th Street to accommodate our Summer Jam Outdoor Festival, brought to you in part by Bank of the James, partnering for good, and Southern Air, sponsoring our cooling tents. Check out our Facebook event page for more information and our updated parking map. It's the 5th annual Summer Jam Music Festival, Saturday, August 16th, from noon to 10 p.m. at Three Roads Brewing, 1300 Court Street, Lynchburg. That's Playing Here, brought to you by Three Roads Brewing on Radio 434.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory.
That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Covering the most important news for your brain. Here's a quick rundown. Would you use toothpaste made out of human hair?
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
A study found it coats your teeth to mimic your natural enamel and protects your teeth better. It could hit stores within 2 years. Sounds like they might use wool, though, for the final product. It is the same type of protein as hair. Yeah. In AI news, a new version of ChatGPT is facing a ton of backlash. A lot of users think it's worse than the last version, not better. OpenAI ended up re-adding the old one as an option after people freaked out. I need something for this. How about this? Let's do this one. In It Burns When I Pee news, AI designed a new antibiotic that can kill drug-resistant gonorrhea. I think it'd be more like... also known as super gonorrhea. That was Rob's prison name. In music news, around 10% of people get almost no pleasure whatsoever from listening to this show. No, that would be that'd be her. No pleasure listening to music. It's called musical. How do you pronounce that word?
Anhedonia.
And a study found it's because of how their brains are wired. That part that processes sound just can't talk to the reward centers of their brain. In space news, NASA clocked the interstellar object that's zipping through our solar system at 130,000 miles per hour. That makes it the fastest that we've ever seen. It's about 36 miles per second, and the Harvard astronomer who thinks it's aliens. I mean, wait, who thinks it's aliens? I know, right? Thinks that we should beam them a short message. His suggestion is...
Hello!
Yeah, his suggestion is...
Hello!
Yeah, welcome to the neighborhood. Peace. Yeah, we might get a reply back. It'll say, new phone, who dis? Anyway, there you go. That's your nerd news this week in science. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, Apple TV Plus airs episode 4 of the Hawaii-based series, Chief of War tonight. It stars Jason Momoa and shots of his man can.
Hawaii, the culture, the warriors, the weapons, the struggle to find a good-fitting pair of pants. Cheeks of War, starring Jason Momoa's butt, only on Apple TV Plus.
Okay. All right. Let's go to viral videos. A guy uploaded a funny TikTok video where he appears as a cat lady, boasting that she got a special invitation to download the new Taylor Swift album. For a price, of course. He's also the voice of Reason in the background, letting her know she's getting ripped off. Here you go.
Look who's downloading the new Taylor Swift album tonight at midnight. This lucky cat lady.
It doesn't come out for 2 months. It's a scam.
He's just jealous he didn't get one of the special invites.
Special Swifties, download here. Pay now. Everything is spelled wrong.
$79 advance download. I'm going to be listening to 20 new Tay-Tay bangers.
There's only 12 songs on the album.
Like she would only do 12 songs.
They're going to clean out your bank account. Swifties ride or die.
All right, so this teacher posted various people's tattoos with Chinese writing.
Hello.
And translated what she saw. Maybe a lot of those people got ink without knowing what they really say. Here she is, and here, let's we'll talk about this. Here, let me play this, and then we'll discuss.
解行仪有有新天 gibberish 蟑螂 cockroach 冰箱 refrigerator 更失败 more failure 酱油 soy sauce 莫名其妙 odd 劣质美 low quality coal 心笑爱 star laugh love 鸡汤 chicken soup 我不知道我不会说中文 I don't know I don't speak Chinese.
Good lord. Okay, now the last one is a person that actually got, I don't know. I don't speak Chinese. That's what it literally is written in Chinese. So there. What was the other? Low quality call? Is that what it said? Maybe that'll be today's episode. Let's play that again real quick.
解行仪有有新天 gibberish 蟑螂 cockroach 冰箱 refrigerator 更失败 more failure 酱油 soy sauce 莫名其妙 odd 劣质美 low quality coal 心笑爱 star laugh love 鸡汤 chicken soup 我不知道我不会说中文 I don't know I don't speak Chinese.
All right, I think I'm going to string all those words together, and that'll be today's episode. I don't know. I'm not 100% on it. All right, so Congresswoman Anna Paulina Lunas, told Joe Rogan she's seen evidence of interdimensional beings during government hearings. Now there have been a lot of government hearings about UAPs, UFOs, all kinds of stuff. Here's part of her statement.
There is definitely something that I think would rival what we know currently with physics and a tech that potentially is out there that we don't have the ability to reproduce based on our interviews. And this has been something that you can go back and watch with the congressional hearings. But I was actually able to ask some of the witnesses, you know, what are these things? And they keep saying interdimensional. And then when you talk about the interdimensional aspect of, you know, are these things pre-existing, maybe outside of what we currently know as our own dimension, there's definitely something that I can tell you with confidence that exists that we don't know how to explain currently.
Good Lord. An author in Canada is trying to show that AI isn't really that good by writing 34 books in 34 weeks. The author is going to do that. Here's author Allison McBain talking about why she wanted to do this.
I'm a pretty fast writer. I've been sort of honing my speed over the years. So I write about 1,500 words an hour. I wanted to show that one author could write almost as fast as AI, but hopefully much better and using no AI at all. Look at an AI written article or story. It feels very generic. There's no wild flights of fancy. There's nothing that really stands out. Writing is about the love of it. Writing should not just be to produce something. It's to tell your story.
Okay. A backseat passenger in an F-15D Eagle appears to have accidentally ejected from the aircraft while on the ground at Barnes Air National Guard Base in Massachusetts. It's part of the conversation between the F-15D pilot and air traffic control after the accidental ejection.
We had a pilot eject, shut down the runway.
We are not going to use 2-0.
Affirm for a ground emergency.
Roger. Minimum 2 hours before anything can come back on the runway. Is that correct?
Good Lord. All right. I think we're going to go to a comedian now. Yep. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception, since tomorrow is Tell a Joke Day. Here's comedian Vern James with a string of one-liners.
I went to a palm reader today. She said I could use some moisturizer. I dated a Buddhist for a while. I was used to tell her how beautiful she was. I love fortune cookies. My favorite fortune cookie of all time, man who stand on toilet high on pot. I was raised on Wonder Bread. They call it Wonder Bread because it's a wonder you don't die of malnutrition. By the time I was 14, I had the body of an 8-year-old boy. So I wanted to play football. My mom thought I was a little too fragile. Played some basketball. My parents were kind of cheap. My first headband was the waistband for my dad's underpants. People used to call me Haynes 44. Or Skidmark.
No. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and maybe vigorously, and then change it up. Here, just keep all that sound inside. Give it a tug. All right, coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get really stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news, and then we've got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. All right, are you one of those people who brings their dog everywhere? Well, Tab. Mostly she. We got a new doggo. a brand new doggo. I'll show you after this story, by the way. We have photos. Now, it's okay if you take your dog everywhere. Just don't be an a-hole about it. A guy in North Carolina is facing charges for assaulting a restaurant worker because they wouldn't let him feed his dog at the table. 49-year-old Gary Scholler was eating at a Longhorn Steakhouse in Wilmington last month, and he brought his dog along. It's not clear if it's a service dog or what, but an employee told him that feeding his dog at the table was a health code violation, and he responded by chucking a plate at their head. I said chucking a plate at their head.
No!
Yeah. He allegedly started screaming obscenities and insulting them, so they asked him to leave, and then he threw a porcelain plate. Must have thrown it pretty hard because they ended up with a fractured skull and needing 7 stitches to close the wound. Ow. It happened July 23rd. Police arrested him last week. He's facing a charge of assault that inflicted serious injuries. So here, so a little bit of good news before we get to the good news. I want to show you. This is our new doggo. This is Surfer Dude. Yes, that is his real name is Surfer Dude. This is them. Well, that was them picking him up, and this is him at our house. Little Surfer Dude is a rescue pup, I think he's 3 years old, and he is. I was so totally, I was so totally like, about getting another dog, getting another pet in general. Jerry the cat is having the worst time of it. Jerry does not like this doggo, and the doggo hasn't really done anything. He nipped at him a little bit, but you know, not to keep. Jerry was just hissing and growling the whole time, and Jerry was just being the aggressor. And this little sweet pup, I can't imagine us not having him. So welcome to the family, Surfer Dude. All right, and he will be everywhere, including a Longhorn Steakhouse coming soon. No, just kidding. All right, from Surfer Dude to a Train Dude. This guy, where's the story? Oh, yeah. A man in Los Angeles was finally arrested this week after months of blaring a train horn from his house. Huh? He says he was doing it because he was being threatened and the police weren't doing enough. Here was the man blaring the horn, Gary Boydazinana, I can't pronounce it, and his neighbors talking about what the heck was going on.
He does this periodically, several times during the day. It only shuts off when the air runs out because it's blasted by air. Then he turns it back on. It has a range of 3.5 miles. It is an actual train horn.
I want justice to be served. I do sincerely apologize to my neighbors. I honestly, to God, I'm so sorry to discomfort you guys in your own homes. I don't know what else to do.
I mean, I hear what he's saying. He needs help, but what kind of help does he need?
3 cop cars showed up. They were here for about a half hour. And they all turned around, hopped in their cars, and drove away.
All right. When police arrested him outside his house, he was screaming at the top of his lungs for people to call 911. He's out now and says he has no plans to stop blasting the horn that's mounted high on a palm tree. All right. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. An 82-year-old guy in Australia is going viral after he stopped to save a koala on the side of the road. He then gave it a talking to after it scratched at him. He's been going back to visit the koala and nicknamed it Ted. Here is Terry, the guy, talking about saving the koala that couldn't stop scratching him.
I was telling him not to scratch because I'm trying to help him. And the little mongrel just kept scratching. But he was only protecting himself. The traffic all of a sudden stopped. And I thought, what's going on here? They're only scratches. And if you get hold of the bear quick enough and hold him the right way, they realize, you know, especially when you start moving off the road, that they're getting out of danger.
Okay. And if you could understand that, that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They have coming up the Hill City Slide. It is a fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia, a 700-some-foot water slide that is going to be set up at the... it'll run down Church Street on August 22nd through the 24th. It'll start at the top of the hill just past the YMCA, and you'll be able to slide down this professional water slide on inner tubes, and it goes all the way down to the bottom at the Armory. For more information, visit hillcityslide.com. HillCitySlide.com is the website. You can purchase your tickets and reserve your time slot. I wanted to make mention of this before we jet for the weekend. Tomorrow, the day is finally here. It's Summer Jam 25, August 16th from noon until 10 at Three Roads Brewing. It's the fifth anniversary of Three Roads in Lynchburg. We've got four incredible bands, the Whiskey Shakes, who we heard from Mark earlier today. And if you're just joining us, Mark from the Whiskey Shakes was our guest this morning. So you can check out that interview. If you go to our Facebook page, you'll be able to find it, or just scan through the podcast, and you'll be able to listen to our interview with the Whiskey Shakes and one of their covers, one of their renditions we played. We also have the Whiskey Shakes start at noon. The Chapsticks start at 2:30, Old Town Connector at 5, and Bigfoot County in and around 7 o'clock. And we promise everyone will be running on time. The event will wrap up around 10 o'clock or so. We've got vendors. The Love LYH Market will be there with their punk rock flea market. We've got seven food trucks. The Lynchburg Hillcats will be there as well. And the stage, we want to thank one of the stage sponsors, Bank of the James. Thank you so much. But join us for Summer Jam. This is a free music festival in downtown Lynchburg. Absolutely, positively free. We're using all the outdoor space in and around Three Roads Brewing. We've got our big covered stage this year. It's going to be in the side parking lot. We got vendors. There will be two cooling tents this year as well, and that's brought to you by Southern Air. We just really want to thank everybody for helping us out with Summer Jam 25. Looking forward to a great event. Check the event page on Facebook as well. There's a parking map. There's over 3,000 parking spaces in downtown Lynchburg, all within close walking distance, and on-street parking as well is free on Saturdays. So come on out and join us for Summer Jam 25. It's family-friendly. It's pet-friendly. No coolers. Please, no outside alcohol. But you are permitted to bring outside food. So we want to encourage you. Come on out for Summer Jam tomorrow at Three Roads Brewing, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.